and welcome to another episode of Lex Education, the comedy science podcast where comedian me, Laura Lex, hooray, everybody's best friend and tiny girl, tries to learn science from her weirdly high standards brother Ron.
It's me, Ron.
Hello, Ron.
Hiya.
Same room episode.
Same room in the mouldy nativity scene.
Oh my, why are you calling it a nativity scene?
Look at this fake snow that's sort of trimming
my laptop.
There
wasn't any snow in the nativity scene. It was in the Middle East.
Yes,
yeah, you're not
fake.
Supposed to call the Middle East the Levant.
Asia Minor.
That sounds like a bear.
No, you're thinking of Ursa Minor.
Yeah.
I don't think you should call it Asia Minor either.
Why?
I think that's actually Turkey.
Oh. Anyway, so what I'm saying is this white felt that I've put down to make the sound quality frankly excellent is not nativity-ish.
No, I'm kneeling on the floor.
Because you won't sit in the chair.
Because the chair is mouldy and broken.
I covered it up with stuff.
With felt, which you would have then had to have taken away from me.
No, I'd have used something else. There's loads of crap in
here.
There's
so much crap in here.
Oh, my God. Well, tidy it up then.
No, it's your little nest.
It's because I never get to come up here and do anything
horrible
anymore.
Little roost.
Oh, man.
Pigeon.
Oh, I'm so sad about that pigeon. I knew you were going to bring up the pigeon.
A pigeon died in Laura's garden and its soul has transferred to Child of the Podcast.
It waited until we got home to die.
Yeah, it was still breathing.
Oh, it was horrible. And it was flapping about. When I took it some water, it, like, moved itself across the patio, but it seemed to be paralysed from, like, the waist down. But it could only move itself by, like, rocking its wings. It was horrible. But I did manage to give it a last mouthful of water.
So... Well done, mate.
It died with some kindness, but I think it must have hit the house.
Drowned it.
I didn't drown it. It looked grateful for the water. Why do pigeons always find me?
I think just kindred spirits. Birds of a feather.
Yeah, really, really successful, you mean? Pigeons are well successful.
No, do you know why there are so many pigeons and why they suck?
They don't suck, and there's loads. I read yesterday when I was trying to work out if I could call the RSPCA for our pigeon.
It's not your pigeon.
Died on my property. I could have eaten it legally. I wouldn't have, for many reasons. But actually eating things that have died of natural causes, but is flying into a house of natural cause.
Then you can just start building houses in thoroughfares.
Yeah.
Hoping a nice juicy cow runs into it.
Just start firing guns around cows near buildings and see what happens. I reckon if a cow ran full tilt into the house, you'd have to get a structural test after that.
Maybe.
Wouldn't you?
Maybe.
They're quite big cows.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
You said something about pigeons that you learnt when you were researching.
Oh, yeah.
Called the police on it.
Wild pigeons, as we know them, they're descended from domesticated pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we used to eat them.
And use them for messages and stuff.
Yeah, and then just one day we decided we didn't want them anymore and then we kicked them out.
Oh. And now they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Wonderful birds. So welcome to today's episode. We're a bit giddy.
Early morning. Morning. Late
not
morning.
Not early at all. It's half 11.
It's an early record.
Oh my God, I stayed in bed till after 10 o'clock today.
Yeah, we took the kid out.
Yeah, it was magical.
Mm.
I've had such a stressful week.
Keep it light.
Yeah. What's today's episode about, Ron? Today's episode is the
that
first...
That made it sound like a tragedy has happened, which hasn't. We were very light-hearted when someone literally died.
Yeah, but you can't treat everyone like they're a pigeon that's flying into your house. Nobody in the history of the world has ever been more ready to die than our Nana. So, when she died, I think it would have felt...
The pigeon that flew into the side of...
That pigeon was not ready
God's
to die.
House.
That pigeon wasn't ready to die. You could see it in its face. And it looked really young and healthy. Oh, I'm so sick of pigeons fucking up my mental health.
It's not too late to go to Edinburgh. Although another female comedian has cornered the pigeon market recently, so...
I bet she's doing it in a very different way. Is that Lorna Rose Treen?
Successfully, yeah.
Yeah, well, everyone's more successful than me, aren't they?
Yeah.
Look, let's get back to our dwindling podcast. It's the first post-end of the physics syllabus episode today. First recap.
The Runcap recap.
Runcap recap! I guess that's it, really. It's almost like the whole podcast in a microcosm this episode. It's got some classic Ron's a terrible podcaster. It's got some classic Laura's a terrible student. Enjoy. All right.
Ew. What small
Did
snack?
Do you have any homemade pickles?
I've got them here.
What did you do? Buy mini cucumbers and then pickle them?
No. Just slices of cucumbers.
Ah. From the same cucumber that you had in your water the other day?
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Or maybe the one before that. I ate quite a lot of cucumber.
That cucumber's had a busy life.
Just a little tip for you. If you finish a jar of pickles, as I often do, slice up a bit of cucumber and just whack it in the vinegar. And just have some really nice fresh pickles.
How long did you leave it for?
Just a couple of days.
Ah.
I'm going to eat another
Regular Rick Stein.
I couldn't fucking abide that programme that Mum and Dad were watching.
What programme? What? What are you talking about?
With Rick Stein.
What's wrong with Rick Stein?
So sick of just TV shows where, like, they just kind of go around.
Yeah, but he was one of the first to do it.
Yeah, so sack it off. You've done it already.
Jack Whitehall, you freak.
It's literally just like, it's just like talking to some sheep farmers and they're like, oh, it's hard being a sheep farmer, isn't it? Yeah, we worked really hard to farm the sheep. And then he went and just made shepherd's pie with his son. It's like, it's clearly just some kind of scam that his whole life is tax deductible. Fuck Rick Stein.
But comedian and family member travel shows are all the rage, Ron. Imagine if we got one. Science around the world.
Oh, if we get one, then this episode's being expunged from the from the record. But
we'll take Rick Stein with us.
No, we won't. Still fuck him.
All right.
I'm eating a date now.
Ooh, I'm having a Marmite rice cake with some Philadelphia on it.
Ooh.
Would you just tide me over and stop me getting cranky until the end of this episode and then I'm going to have proper dinner?
I've just brought through a few assorted fruits.
Hmm.
Not the best fruits for eating while doing a podcast.
But arguably, Ron, nothing should be eaten whilst doing a podcast, but that's a rule we have flouted time and time again.
Yeah, so I've got some dates, but they're obviously quite sticky and there's a stone that needs to be removed, so...
Uh-oh, look who's here!
Cute on the table.
Mousy.
And then I've got a juicy orange, which will be very hard to bite and I'll be all sticky. And then I've brought a kiwi with a little teaspoon.
Aww, are you cutie? Have you been to the supermarket recently? Why have you got so much fruit?
Who is a fruit?
That's a big range of fruit, though, for one person. Do you just buy, like, two kiwis?
No. I don't buy any of them, to be honest.
You stolen them from your housemate?
No, Shizzy bought them and then left them here. The gentle boy.
Oh, he does seem like a fruit bat. He's so gentle. Does he still live in Hereford?
Yeah.
Does he still hate it?
Yeah.
He won't listen to this bit, though, because he only likes the intros, doesn't he?
He won't listen to anything.
He did listen to that one bit one time.
That he was in.
Yeah, he's a gentle narcissist.
Right, so we're doing a recap, aren't we? So
yes.
Just warning for the listeners, this is likely to be the end of or a blip in the middle of a spate of good episodes. But not this one, because I didn't really know what the vibe would be, so I figured we'd figure out here, and then the next one I can kind of put effort into.
No, Ron, can you please put effort into everything we do?
But what is I supposed to do?
Prep a summary of the first 5 episodes, as we discussed.
That's not...
Not eat dates whilst you're telling me about it.
I've got a summary of the first 5 episodes.
Lucky, can you stop staring at my sertraline like I'm going to give it to you?
The first 5 episodes, I still put a lot of effort into this podcast, so I've got really good notes on it.
All right, what's the problem then?
Well, I didn't say that there was a problem. I just said I didn't really have so much format.
No, but you shat all over the podcast right from the top.
Everyone loves it when I do that.
I don't know, man. Everybody that's written to me to say that they've stopped listening has cited that as the reason.
Well, who are these people?
Jodie Foster, Cameron Crowe, Niles from Frasier.
Well, they're all... I got nothing on them. Let's move on. What do you remember us doing in physics back in day, Laura? Think back to the heady days of about 2 years ago.
Well,
1 year ago.
Early doors was down. Pushing each other, like the table.
Yeah, that was the second physics episode.
Mountains.
But that was actually not in order. Remember?
Oh. No.
Oh.
Did you do it out of order?
By accident, yeah.
And you gave me all that shit for the laughter not being in chapter order.
Yeah, I've told you about this. We've discussed this. Because we had to do down again.
Mackie, can you please stop staring at my... That's just a multivitamin in my sertraline. You're not having them. They're not a treat. And you're not... I've given you your dinner. You're not having it. Go away, piglet. What did we do in the very first physics? Goodness me. Fire?
No, remember you didn't know what fire was, so you had to do it in detention.
Yeah, so it must have come up.
So...
It's not... Anyway.
Let's not do the fire thing again, eh?
Well, no, you're right. I didn't know what it was. You always claimed I didn't believe in it.
You said you didn't think it existed.
As a physical thing. And it's energy, so I was right.
It's not energy.
Oh, shut up. I can't remember what episode 1 was, Ron.
It was energy. So I'm not allowed to eat a kiwi, but you're allowed to eat a rice cake.
I was chewing and not saying anything so I could edit out that chew, which I will do, and now you will just seem like a brat. Energy, yes, like fire.
Well, yeah, so can you, how many different types of energy can you name, Laura?
Chemical energy.
Yep.
Electrical energy.
Yep.
Kinetic energy.
Yep.
Potential energy.
Yep.
Chemical. How many are there?
9.
Oh my god. Fuck. I thought it was doing quite well. Hydroelectric. Wind. No, because that's like types of energy generation. But it's not like the basic energies, is it?
No, because what's the second half of that word?
Electric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're missing some of the...
Light energy?
Yeah, yeah.
Sound energy?
Yeah.
Heat energy?
Yeah. Just 2 more to go, Laura.
Yeah, okay. Heat, light, sound. Magnetic.
Yes.
And... give me a clue.
Brother Tom or Homer Simpson?
Yellow energy? Brother Tom?
Yeah.
Who's Brother Tom?
Our brother-in-law, Tom.
Oh, well, say brother-in-law then, you magnet. or home? Oh, nuclear!
Yes, yes indeed. Those are all nine of the different types of energy. What did we talked through the definition of a system in this episode.
Hang on, I'm just writing all these down. Nuclear, magnetic.
Why don't you just get your notes from before?
Because I didn't have the notebook at this point. Shut up, Ron.
I don't really know what I meant by that.
Potential. Yeah, I didn't have it. And also, in revision, you can still make more notes. Okay, so that's nine. Okay.
A system, Laura. Do you remember what a system is?
Like a closed sort of thing where stuff's moving about. I don't know how to describe it without saying the word system.
Yeah, so...
Like a little production line in a factory, but not in a factory.
Well, it's kind of just like...
that argument we had where I thought we were in a factory and we weren't.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Ooh, should we encourage the listeners to do a listen back as we go through this?
Won't they just be listening to the same content twice then?
Yeah, but our listeners wanted to just do the GCSE again instead of this, so... They did enjoy that, I think.
Well, I didn't think it was a bad idea. A lot of people in the Discord were saying we should just do the non-combined version of the syllabus because it goes into a bit more depth. And Ron said, no, that would be very boring. Then it would just be me sat there skim reading a paragraph, getting to the last line and telling you about that. And I said, if you did prep before we started recording, you could gather up all of those last lines and turn it into an episode. And you said, no, I won't put in that much effort. I don't have respect for you or the listeners.
Firstly, not surprised you liked that idea. As I've said many a time, a lot more Laura's listen than Ron's. And secondly, I just don't think it would be compelling to just do the same content again.
It's not the same content.
Then it would just be a series of disjointed facts.
Isn't it already?
No, because they're not literally disjointed.
In the last physics episode, we talked about a man's middle finger for 20
minutes. Oh, we phoned that one in, but that was end of term vibes.
We phoned a lot of the physics in. Why do you think A-level's going to be any different?
Oh, because it'll be harder and more frustrating and fun.
Is there more science then that we have? I don't understand what A-level's going to be.
Yeah, which
more
is why
subjects.
It's a good... No, in more detail.
Yeah, but isn't that just the same then?
No. And then we just do it a third time when we go to A-level.
Well, what are we going to do? Anyway, I don't
There care. Will be more topics as well.
This was the rice cake that was at the top of the packet. You can really feel it in the
Got a
brunch.
Bit of give to it. Right, Laura, describe... all the changes involved in the way energy is stored in the following situations. An object projected upwards.
When you say projected, that's science for thrown, isn't it?
Yeah.
By a person or a machine?
Doesn't matter. Don't know.
But...
just do the object moving upwards. Don't do it being thrown. Because I didn't say thrown, you did.
I think that was my problem, was I wanted to start from, like, how did the arm get the energy to throw it?
Yeah, but don't.
Okay.
That's kind of what I'm saying, don't do that bit.
So at the point we're interested, the ball has left the hand and is travelling.
If it indeed was a hand, but again, I've not supplied any narrative particularly around that.
If I don't know what to picture, I can't think about
Just
it.
Just picture a ball in the air moving upwards.
Okay. Grand.
What type of ball?
It's got kinetic energy.
Tennis?
We can't play tennis now, Ron. It's dark. And I can't hit all the way to Bristol. Not with a scalar and a vector. Distance.
Good one. What type of ball are you picturing?
I was actually picturing a gobstopper.
Oh, that's odd, isn't it? Okay, carry
head,
on.
A woman was cross with her child for eating the gobstopper and so had just, like, lobbed it up into the air to get it away from them.
It's not made it less odd.
That's what happened, though. So it's got kinetic energy while it moves up in the upward bit of the arc. And then it reaches the top. And for just a second, it has potential energy. And then as it's coming down, it has more kinetic energy as it goes down. It will also be giving off a small amount of heat and sound energy, but in minuscule quantities due to the friction with the air.
So you said just for a second it's got potential energy.
Yeah, because it will like stop before it comes down.
Is that the only time that it's got potential energy?
No, it's got potential energy the whole time.
Explain.
Because all the time it's in the air, could come down, potential energy.
Yeah. So what's happening is that kinetic energy, the momentum, is getting converted into potential energy as it gets higher and higher and higher. And then the reverse happens as it then accelerates towards the ground as it falls again. You understand?
Yes.
All right, what about a moving object hitting an obstacle?
Okay. It has kinetic energy while it's moving.
Yep.
And the little bits of heat and sound, as discussed. Then it hits something. There is probably more heat and sound. It'll probably make a bang noise, so that'll be sound. And heat from it, yeah. And then...
Heat from it, yeah.
And then it passes some kinetic energy into the thing it hits.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What about an object accelerated by a constant force?
That will have kinetic energy while it's moving. Did you say accelerating?
Accelerated, yeah.
So that will have kinetic heat and sound as well.
Yep. But explain how it's changing.
The levels of energy are going up as the acceleration happens. It's receiving energy from whatever's moving it. So it's got more kinetic because it's moving faster and then it's hitting the air faster. So the heat and sound must be going up too.
Yeah. All right. All right. And last one.
I believe this is all in.
Yeah. Last one, because we do need to speed up, I think, probably. Bringing water to a boil in an electric kettle.
So you've got electrical energy coming into the kettle. That's turning into heat energy in the heating tube of the kettle.
Filament.
Which is a filament, that's it. I think filament's quite a nice name.
Oh, yeah, for a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Filament and Theodosia, my twins.
Yes. Filament and Roy.
Heat energy in the filament. Then when it's heating the water... Is it chemical energy then, as it comes into the water?
Why would that be the case?
Because water's a chemical.
Everything's chemicals.
Yeah. Well,
what's happening to the water?
When the water heats, the water starts to move more, so it becomes kinetic.
But wait,
energy.
Back up a step.
No, no.
Laura.
So,
Laura.
No.
Laura.
Don't.
Laura.
Fucking.
Back up
fuck
a second.
It, fuck it.
No, I'm being it. Quite kind and helping.
You're not. You're interrupting my thought process.
Yes, because
listen,
you've
to
skipped
me.
A bit.
Listen to me.
Skipped
listen.
A bit.
Shut up.
You can't.
Then tell
you,
me afterwards.
No, no. Because you do this all the time. I can't hold a whole sentence in my head while I'm writing stuff down, and you interrupt me constantly. So I'm trying to help. So accept the help.
No.
Stop being a cranky,
what did you need?
Cranky little pigeon. So the filament of the kettle is hot.
Yeah.
How does it pass that energy into the water? Like...
I haven't got to that bit yet.
Yes, you have.
I haven't.
That's the whole bit. There isn't before that bit or after that bit. It's not... It, no, Laura, it's not a story. There's not a three-arc narrative to be told here.
The electrical energy.
Oh, and Sue turned the kettle on because she's sad because her dad's dying or something. And, like, she just needs a cup of tea before she goes to work and she's hardly slept a wink.
You asked me to describe the chemical... process or whatever it was, and so it is a story. It goes along.
No,
the energy goes into the filament. The filament gets hot, so there's heat energy. Then that goes into the water, so the heat energy goes into the water. The water starts to move more, so it's got kinetic energy, and then it also makes that bubbling noise.
Makes some sound, yeah.
Yeah, and chemical energy because bubbles appear.
No.
Yes.
No.
So the molecules are changing.
No, it's not chemical energy.
It is chemical energy.
No, it's not. What do you think bubbles are?
Oxygen.
No.
Hydrogen.
No.
Carbon dioxide?
No.
What are they then?
Water vapour.
But there has to be air in the middle of the water vapour.
No. What are you talking about?
Bubbles, they're like hollow.
Yeah, water vapour's in there. Water vapour's a gas. Water vapour's in the air.
So it was hydrogen and oxygen then?
Yes, but it's not oxygen or hydrogen gas, it's water.
So bubbles in boiling water, they're not like poppable little air bubbles, they're just like water filled in water.
No, like they are...
Water in water, like bubble tea. What's the outside of the bubble made of, then?
Water. You know, like, an ice cube in water?
Yeah.
That has a boundary, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That exists within the water, and they're different, but they're both H2O. And it's just like that, but the other way around. So it's water, and it's water as a gas. You also get cavitation, I believe, in the boiling process, but let's not talk about that.
What? Like its teeth go rotten.
I said we're not talking about it.
I did a funny bit, though. Ding, ding, 10 points to me.
You've got a really weird idea of what bubbles are.
Bubbles, I just always thought that it was like the oxygen breaking away from the hydrogen and coming to the surface and popping, and that's what the bubbles were.
No, it's just water becoming a gas and doing that.
What about in lemonade? What are the bubbles in lemonade?
That's CO2.
So that is more like what I'm picturing.
I don't really understand what the difference between what you're describing and what happens in a kettle is. You're just hung up on the fact that it's water vapour in water.
That's just nice, though, isn't it? That's like having raw donut in a donut.
Is that nice?
Like
or is
the
that...
donut filling is donut.
Why would that be nice? You wouldn't want to eat batter, raw batter. That's a donut that's not cooked.
Hey, donuts are naturally vegan, aren't they? I had a vegan donut today, and Tom and I were discussing how donuts are always vegan, but I think it's just the filling that's not.
I don't know.
No.
Seems like there could be egg or butter in a donut.
That's the thing. I think there might be egg in there, and maybe I'm thinking they're usually dairy-free, but not vegan. So maybe there is egg in there, but I think they're made with oil. I don't think there's dairy in the average donut.
What's the unit of energy, Laura?
Ohms.
No.
No, that's resistance. Amperes.
No, that's current.
Kilojoules.
Would it be kilojoules?
Joules.
Yeah, there we go. Bloody hell. How long have we been recording?
24 minutes.
Fuck me, that's just the first episode.
Well, you're running the shit.
Yeah, but you were going off on weird tangents, man. All right, so I thought it'd be fun if we redid the quizzes from these episodes and saw how you did.
Okay.
How you do now. So what are the different types of energy that we listed?
Just did them.
Yep, do them again. Come on. You already did them.
I'm not doing this content for the third time.
Oh, yeah.
Mackie's licking my mouth.
Stop it, actually. What are the energy changes of someone pulling back a bow and firing an arrow?
Oh, we've done this. Skip this quiz.
All right, skip that. All right, episode 2 of physics. That was down. What's a resultant force, Laura?
It's the thing that ends up happening. It's the conclusion of the event.
No, that's not good enough.
It's the trajectory of the object in question?
No.
My lord?
Sort of think about the words.
It's the summation. It's the summation of all of the... Can I use the word forces?
Yes.
Forces involved.
Yeah, essentially.
It's the result of all the forces involved. But then that's not really a fucking question, is it?
Well, you managed to get it wrong if it's that simple.
Because I was trying to say it another way. Because there's no point in it just being the question in a different order. What's a resultant force? It's the force results.
Right, but... Oh, God. Maybe I don't...
The question might as well be, do you know what the words resultant and forces mean?
Maybe
if you do,
maybe I don't
you know
want to do this anymore. This is so infuriating.
Why?
Oh, God. I'm so
I'm doing
angry.
Really well.
Oh, you got my back up.
Why?
You're being quite petulant right now. I don't want to do this either.
All right, okay. So, as you often do, you get in this voice and you go, Laura, 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 that's my job. Your job is to do funny little bits in between. My job is to make sure we do the shit. So, do you just want me to be like a little wet lad talking about science, or do you want me to be the thing that hates science? Because we can't both do the same job.
I don't care. What are the forces, Laura, acting on a ball rolling down a hill?
Okay, right. You've got the ball, you've got gravity is pulling the ball directly to the centre of the Earth.
And not. You've got...
don't wind me up either then when I'm trying to answer you, fuckhead. You've got the hill pushing the ball up. Directly opposite to gravity.
Yeah, no.
Up. Just up to the sky in any direction. I don't know. And then you've got...
Perpendicular to the ground.
Okay. And then you've got a tiny bit of wind resistance and you've got friction of the hill and the resultant force is the ball rolls down the hill.
Very good. What about a pendulum swinging?
Fucking pendulum.
Describe
and it's
the
a
pendulum
stick, isn't it?
First. No, it's not a stick.
No, what is it? Pendulums are sticks.
Oh, no, yeah, pendulums can be on sticks. The discussion we had was about if a magician was waving a pocket watch in front of you, whether that would be on a stick, and you said it would, and that's fucking mental.
This is what I pictured. Okay, so with the pendulum, gravity is pulling it down. Oh God, I still can't remember how this works. What makes it swing left and right? Is it just a swinger? Is swinging it left and right?
What's a swinger in this?
Like a hand or a... Machine.
Well, something's got to get it started, but
yeah.
I'm not. It's not. Someone's not sort of going like this, moving it back and forth.
Okay, so something.
Think about the energy in it.
Something got me started, and then it.
So when you start
up.
A pendulum, you take it up to one end, don't you, and then you drop it.
Yeah. So then gravity pulls it down, but then it gets down, and the kinetic energy in it. Makes it go past the centre and up a bit again. But then it runs out of kinetic energy, turns it into potential energy just for a little bit at the top there, and then gravity pulls it down again.
Yep. What's stopping gravity from just pulling it down to the floor?
The thing holding the pendulum pulling it up.
Yeah, so you've got a tension force there. So let's imagine that the... pendulums at the...
if you want to lick your bits, go somewhere else. I don't want you on my lap while you do that. It's gross.
The pendulum's at... It's at the very bottom of its swing. What's the resultant force?
Stillness for a second.
Explain.
Because gravity's pulling it down and the rod is pulling it up and there's going to be a little moment before the weight, like the kinetic energy, pulls it the other way.
So there's no force acting on it?
There's loads of forces. All the forces are just described.
But yes, but there's no resultant force, is what you're saying.
Well, I suppose it does result in going left. So the kinetic energy wins.
Yeah, so the resultant force is
left.
To the side, yeah, to left, because we did swing it from the right. That was just an important part of it, yes. All right, last one.
Listeners, can you just confirm for me that this is him, not me, that I'm being very cool?
I was just making a joke. All right, last one. It's just down. Let's not blame either of us. It's down happening again in micro. I said alien plane. That's not a thing. An aeroplane at a stable altitude and speed. What forces are acting on it and what's the resultant force?
Witchcraft. So, obviously gravity is coming down.
Yep.
You've got the force of the engine, like the thrust, is going across.
Yep.
And then you've
forward.
Got, I guess, yeah, across. And then you've got wind resistance. But then you've also got, like, air currents, haven't you? That's what the plane does. It, like, goes on the air currents. So they're pushing it up. I don't know. The wings are a funny shape. And the result is that it goes forwards and not down.
So what's pushing it up? Air currents.
I don't know. Don't they use air currents to glide?
No.
Is that birds?
It's birds.
What do the wings do? They slice the air, don't they?
Right.
Let's not talk about aeroplanes, because I don't know. I shouldn't be there.
This is going on the detention list. You don't know how a fucking aeroplane works.
Nobody really knows how an aeroplane works.
I know exactly how an aeroplane works, and I have since I was a child.
I'm pretty sure it's air currents.
It's not.
It's
I'm
like
telling
thermal,
you that.
Thermal air currents.
No, you're thinking of albatrosses. The wings generate lift. They don't just slice the air, whatever that means.
So do the wings not do anything once you're up then?
No, they generate lift. Which stops the plane from plummeting out the fucking sky. Why do you think everything that flies has wings?
How do they generate lift? How do they do that then if it's not slicing the air or air currents?
Well, I'm not going to hang my hat on they don't slice the air, because that doesn't fucking mean anything.
Do
no, but that doesn't mean anything. No, it's the shape of a wing is called an air...
currents, and then that...
Shut up about thermal up currents.
I need to let the dog out. Have a whinge on your own for a second.
I shan't. I'm going to wait for you to return, and then I'll continue berating about this.
Okay, you calm down now?
So don't mention thermal up currents, because that's nothing. the wings generate lift. Gravity pulls it down. The engines are pushing it forward. And air resistance is slowing it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I said.
Yeah, and as I said after you said it, it's just you didn't say what was lifting them up. That's all that we were re-clarifying. What's the resultant force?
It goes along in a constant speed and doesn't fall out or go any higher.
Okay, but remember, this is why we had to like double check the definition of resultant force. Because I've asked you what the resultant force is and you've told me a short story. Which isn't what I asked for. I'm asking for the resultant force.
Forwards? I don't...
No.
Kinetic?
No.
Left?
If there was a force... Across. If there was a force...
Acceleration?
Fucking hell.
Motion?
Yeah. Yes. No, stop saying things. If there was a force moving it forward, would it be travelling at a constant speed?
Yeah?
No.
Why?
Because it would be accelerating because there's something pushing it forward.
What? But even when I'm driving, I don't have to be accelerating to go at a constant speed, but I do have to have my foot on the accelerator.
Yes, but the force, if you're travelling at a constant speed, the force with which that is pushing you forward is perfectly cancelled out by the forces slowing you down. Air resistance.
So you're travelling at a constant speed.
Yes, but the resultant force of those two things is nothing.
No, because it's moving.
At a constant speed.
Yeah. But that's not nothing. That's a constant speed.
No, which is why it's important to understand what a resultant force is, and it's not the next. It's not the thing that happens.
I don't understand this bit at all. I've understood it all up until this aeroplane. Because the result is movement.
Again, we must go back to just understanding what a resultant force is.
Well, then I think I don't.
No, you never did.
But how can the resultant force be nothing and also the plane be moving?
Because something... If you threw a ball in space where there's no...
I would never do that. I don't want to go to space.
Where there's no air resistance to get in its way, it will travel forever, right?
Yeah.
But there's no force acting on that, is there? Because you've already thrown it. You understand?
No.
There's nothing...
Then there is a force, isn't there? Your throw is the force.
So I applied some force to it, but as soon as it exits my hand, I'm not applying any more force to it. I can't. It's 100 million light years away. I threw it. So you see that ball is travelling, but there's no force acting upon it.
How is it moving?
Because I did apply a force. So I did apply a force to it, but then I stopped because I threw it.
But there is still an engine going on the plane.
No, but we're talking about a ball in space now. Focus on the ball in space.
Okay, I understand the ball in space now.
Yeah. So, the situation is the same, apart from on Earth or in the sky where a plane is, there are forces slowing it down all the time. Massive air resistance, yeah?
Yeah.
So the engine is pushing it forwards and the air resistance is moving backwards, but the resultant force, those two things cancel each other out. If the engine was applying more force than the air resistance, the plane would be accelerating. So I'm not saying that there isn't a force moving it forward, but the resultant force of those two things is nothing. They cancel each other out. In the same way that the gravity is completely cancelled out by the lift of the wings. But that doesn't mean that
one makes sense to me because the plane is staying on the same altitude.
Yeah.
Okay, it's never going to make sense. Let's move on.
Okay. Physics 3 was about energy transfers in a system.
Closed system.
Sometimes.
Not a factory.
We have an equation to work out energy being stored in or released from a system, Laura. Can you remember what that is?
I'm just having a look at the book. Is it, Ron? Why does it jump to physics 9? Is it useful energy over total energy equals energy efficiency?
What did I ask you for the formula for?
What was it?
It weren't that, was it?
I don't know. What was the question?
The question that I asked you was the equation to work out energy being stored in or released from a system.
Oh, I have no idea.
Do you remember the title of this episode?
No.
What if I said delta E equals MC delta theta?
Oh, was this MacDeath?
Yes.
Oh, I have got notes on this.
Yeah.
It's that fucking triangle.
Yeah, it's delta.
Why
have
I called this physics 9 then?
You're not smart. It was episode 9.
Because it was episode 9, physics 3. Oh, yeah. So that triangle's delta, isn't it?
Yes. Delta, what does delta mean?
The change in.
Very good.
Delta E equals MC brackets delta theta?
Yes, but you don't have to put the delta theta in brackets. That's something you chose to do because it made you cross.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have in your thing, in your notes, what any of those things are?
So the change in energy equals... what's M, probably? Oh, I have written it down. Mass times the heat constant times change times temperature.
Well, it's not times change times temperature. Times the change in temperature.
What?
Times the change in temperature.
Is that why I put it in the bracket then? Then my bracket makes fucking sense, mate.
Yes, but you don't have to. Because what does times change mean? What does that mean?
Why does a triangle mean change?
It's just a symbol. Why does J mean J?
Well, then that don't say things like that and then say what does times change mean when the change is a thing.
Yeah, but no, it has to be associated with something, doesn't it? Change in energy or change in temperature. What is the you can't multiply by the concept of change.
You can. Have you heard of anxiety? So mass times the constant times the change in temperature.
Yeah. And all that that equation is saying is that how much of something you have affects how much of it you have, how much you change its temperature, and then the constant changes for each... is different for each material that we're talking about. So each material... it takes a different amount of energy to heat up or cool down. So all that's saying is you take the mass, you take the amount that it takes to heat or cool it, and you take the amount that it's changed, and then that tells you how much
energy.
It's
wild to me that you can't hear the hypocrisy in saying, how can you multiply something by change? But you can say, multiply something by constant, and that doesn't seem to you fucking bananas.
Because... each material has a constant.
Well, each material could just as easily have a change if scientists chose.
Explain it to me then. All right, what does that mean?
No, I'm not saying it does, but I'm saying it could, and it's not that wild. When you're saying you're multiplying something by constant, it's not that wild to a non-scientific brain to say, oh, you could also multiply it by change. I hate this stuff. This really does make us hate each other every time. How is this like the third time we've done it? Fifth if you include the quizzes, and we're still here livid with each other. Oh my god.
I think I realized when we were just going through it like 20 minutes ago that I think you despise it because it has no narrative. Like, I think it makes you really cross because the sort of the theoretical way that you have to think about these things, there's no how or why to it.
Yeah, there's no handles.
Explain.
To hold on to. There's nothing to grip while you look at the view. You just have to, like, float and look at the view. And it's like, hold all this stuff while you're floating. And then the second you want to, like, hold on to something for stability, it's like, well, not quite, because that's wobbling as well.
I'm going to take faith.
I was teaching Child of the Podcast to wobble today, and it was very cute.
I'm going to have faith that the Lauras that listen to this podcast will have understood what you just said, because that to me sounds like multiplying by change.
Well, it sounds to me like multiplying by constant.
So, Laura, we're going to boil some water.
Oh, God.
Okay. 2 mugs worth of water.
Yeah.
So there's 330 mil in a mug.
Yeah.
The heat constant for water is 4,185.5. The room temperature is 21 degrees.
Yeah.
How much energy does it take to boil that water?
About £10 more than it did when we first covered this subject. Thanks, Liz Truss.
Ayo, eat shit and die, Tories and Labour.
Vote green, bitches. Right, okay. So, triangle E equals the mass, which would need to be in kilograms, Ron?
Sorry, triangle... yes, it would be. Well done.
So that would be 0.66
indeed
times the heat constant you said was 4,185.5.
Great memory.
Thank you. Times the temperature change. So that's going from 21 to 100, which is 79. Is that right, Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Now I need a calculator. That's what makes the world go
round. Oh my god, Laura, I just realised that as we do these revision sessions, we don't have to do a quiz for this.
I'd already realised that, Ron, and was very excited about ticking it off on my spreadsheet and not having a go backsee.
Yeah, because I think this is my next one to edit, so I can just get that done and just tick it off and do it away.
This is actually a me edit. It's 94. I'm evens. So, it's a big number, Ron. 218,231.97 joules.
Really good, Laura. Well done.
Yes.
Got it in one. I remember that being a fight the first time.
Well, now I'm much smarter and older and wiser.
So
I was planning my 40th birthday party today, Ron.
Bloody hell. You're running out of time. It's going to be a rush job.
I'm going to have a Real Housewives-themed 40th.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? And me and Tom were talking about it, and we were like, so people, they can pick any franchise and just sort of, like, you know, get some spray tan and come in a, you know, whatever you want to wear, turn up. And then either any grudges you've been secretly holding, fucking have it out at the party, or just come and role play some fights, man. But
sounds
I'm
going
to put it in quite a swanky venue and have, like, waiters pouring champagne and, you know, proper glitzy and glam, but then just all of us acting like trash bags.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah?
Everyone before the event should have to, like, record them, like, doing their thing and saying their sassy
yes.
one-liner, and then you can play it on a big screen at the beginning.
Yes, that's a great idea, Ron. And also, I could maybe employ some actors to just come round and be just cunts to everybody, and no one will know that they're actors, and then it might provoke some real fights.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, okay. You can come, and so can the gentle boy and Max, and Max's new wife.
Okay. Oh.
And so can Danny Pack and no one else. That'll be a fun party, though, I think.
Yeah, they've got drama. If you're looking for people that have drama, Danny Pack's and to be honest, Max and his wife, they're not drama-y people.
No. But I could dig through, maybe I could, everybody on the guest list, I could dig through their past and find an ex-partner or somebody that's wronged them and also invite them.
Hmm. So the next concept that we're going to do is called power. Power.
Phenomenal cosmic power.
Itty-bitty living space. Power is just the rate at which energy is transferred, okay?
Did you hear that fart?
Yes.
Rat. Actually, she says F's now. Fart. My favourite thing is sirens. She goes, Dino, Dino, Dino. I love it. Oh, also, she's really into Coco, the film, and one of the songs goes, remember me, though I have to say goodbye, remember me. And she always joins in on the me's. And then earlier I was listening to episode 91 because we were about to record the intros for it. And at one point you went, remember, and paused, and she went, me. It was very cute.
She's good crack. I wish I could have come to her birthday party.
It's going to blow your mind how much she's talking when you next see her.
Oh, don't. She's already growing up too much. I've only just gotten this one.
Oh, I love it. I think it's more grown up, more fun.
Yeah, but you didn't really like her before, so...
Hey, it just took me a while to get my eye in.
Yeah, I know.
Not everybody is a mother on day one.
You're doing really well. No, you weren't a mother on day one.
No, I was terrible. Terrible at it.
You weren't a mother until about day 500. Laura, power. It's just energy over time, so it's energy.
What's the symbol for time?
S for seconds.
A little S?
A little S, yes.
I'm going to do a little arrow at the top to show that it's little.
So it's literally just the energy over the time. It's called power, and it's measured in, what is the unit?
Amp.
No, that's current.
Volts.
No, that's volts or potential difference.
Watts.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
There's too many electrical measures.
No, the issue that you have, Laura, is you just guessed all of them in the same fucking order every time.
That's how they're cued. Okay, move on.
I've got an... let's imagine our kettle took 2.5 minutes to boil. What was the power of the kettle?
So that would be 218231.97 divided by 150.
Well done. God, I used to make such good notes for episodes.
Yeah, and we used to have more listeners. Go figure.
Fuck off.
What? Just saying, I stayed as funny. So
we've had our cup of tea. We're now going to task steps with the family. So we're going to put some J2Os in a cool bag with some ice packs. What are the energy transfers here? We're talking about conservation and dissipation of energy here now.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, what are the energy changes in... Oh, this was a fun conversation last time. What are the energy changes in our cool bag with our ice packs?
So, the ice packs have gone in with the J2Os. The J2Os are passing heat energy to the ice packs.
Very good, yes. Heat energy is flowing from the J2Os into the ice packs.
Yes.
That's how you think about it when it's a closed system, sort of this perfect world that we sort of theoretically talk about physics problems in. In the real world, though, is that the only place that energy is going?
No, it's, it depends on the air temperature or, like, air temperature. Heat could be going into the ice packs or just the outside world escaping and being lost through the cool bag.
Exactly.
Zip's going to have little holes in it.
Yeah, it's energy getting in and Yeah, it's cooling it down that way. How could we improve our bag or make it more effective? Like, how could we? Well,
more insulation.
Yep.
Less air gaps.
Yep.
Less airspace. Fill it up more.
Yep. Or just bigger and better ice packs.
Yeah.
Make them better as well.
Make it a vacuum.
How long have we been recording, Laura?
56 minutes.
Should probably call it a day there.
Yeah, all right. I think I did really well.
I'm actually blown away by how much of that you've retained. And if nothing else, I think this podcast has made you a bit smarter.
I was already very smart, so pretty epic. Okay, well, this sort of worked, didn't it?
Yeah, I think that's...
Let us know what you thought, listeners.
Yeah.
Only if it's kind, though. Don't criticise us.
No, shut up. Keep it to yourself.
Don't criticise us unless you pay us £10 a month. Okay, love you. Bye.
That fucking triangle. Is there a register on?
No.
Why?
We decided we were going to do this like 15 minutes ago.
You sat and did a load of fucking prep.
For the episode we're about to record...
Why wouldn't you have done all the prep that needed doing?
How are you
so successful at your job and yet just unable to do...
Here's an idea, Laura. Why don't you stop crying about a fucking pigeon and why don't you do the register?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because I edited this episode and I edit all the special episodes and I do all the social media.
Do that too.
No. So thanks for your money, but we won't be saying thank you this week, because Ron can't be asked.
We're running out of patrons to thank.
No,
it's
not. We've
fine.
We've had loads of new ones.
We've had Charlie. Thanks, Charlie. Saviour of the realm. There you go. There's the fucking register.
Who's this for?
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. You all right, mate?
Love ya.
Big fan.
Quite frankly, disappointed you weren't already a patron. The amount of, you know, you interact a lot.
I get it. Once you get caught up on all of the, like, mainstream, then you want some more bingeables.
Clearly just listening to more successful podcasts.
I think all of our patrons listen to much more successful podcasts as well as ours, but ours is the charity work that they do alongside their actual interest.
Yeah. Weird.
So, I guess go about your lives. We've got nothing for this out.
Sound off in the comments.
Stop playing with that pencil sharpener.
Here's discourse that we can chat about. Who's had a Borders ginger biscuit?
No, stop talking about these nasty biscuits. Yesterday, me and Ron went to Asda.
Weeks I've been talking to you about these biscuits.
He's been telling me about these biscuits. And he said to me, do you like ginger? And I said, no. He said, do you like dark chocolate? And I said, no. And he said...
I gave you this lamp.
Yeah, you did. Well done. He said... He said, because I found these biscuits that are ginger and dark chocolate, but there are loads of ginger in them. And I said, that sounds terrible, Ron. Not up my street at all. Then I went to Asda yesterday and he bought some. And then he was like, here you go. I know that you haven't thought they sound nice, but they're going to be so much nicer than you were expecting. And I bit into it. Yeah, like a rotten piece of ginger inside some dark chocolate. It was absolutely disgusting. Like, I barely wanted to swallow the first mouthful. I had to give it back to him. And then he was all there like, you don't like them.
Now, dear listener, the sort of the themes and plot points of this story are correct, but all of those conversations happened inside Laura's head. And also, you took the biscuits out of the boot so you could have one on the drive
home. Because
I wanted
a biscuit. I didn't want, like, a sad disc of misery.
Yeah, so don't act like I was, like, I put it on a plate under a cloche and was offering it to you. You wanted a biscuit.
Yeah. You didn't buy biscuits. You bought those mean discs.
Tom thought they tasted a lot like ginger.
Yeah, they did. That was the problem. Tom also liked that really sad saurine bar.
Yeah.
Tom just likes food. That saurine was disgusting. Don't buy white chocolate and raspberry saurine mini loaves. They are the worst eating experience ever.
Do buy Borders ginger biscuits.
Class dismissed. Nah, it's not legit if I do it.
No.
Do it.
Yeah, do buy
Borders
ginger biscuits with the dark chocolate. And then just let us know how you feel about it.
Don't.
Also, buy Frika.
By what?
Frika.
No, not that. Where have you hidden that?
In the house. The Frika's coming from inside the house. I am taking the Aleppo pepper, though, because I want that.
Please take the Frika as well. Do you think pigeons can eat Frika? I could just scatter it in the garden. Maybe we could take that to feed the ducks.
If you can find it.
Are you scratching your butt? No, don't get crud out of your pocket and spread it across the desk. Can you just say class dismissed so other people don't have to go through this with me?
There's like rock in there. Must have been from when I was at the beach. Class dismissed.
Let's see if the felt has made all the difference.
This episode's gonna be fucking chaos.
Is that too much gain? No, I think that is better. Hello and welcome to another episode of Lex Education.
Coming to you from inside a mouldy nativity scene.